And today we're diving into something major, energetic boundaries.
Welcome to Radiant Genius Podcast. I'm Elsa Mahari, a creative strategist and a feminine entrepreneur. Join me and the occasional guest where we will illuminate the path to brilliance in wellness, tech, and business trends. I will be guiding you through the journey of your inner genius to transform you into your most brilliant and badass self. Give yourself permission to live out loud at the brightest level.
Welcome to Radiant Genius Podcast, the podcast where we explore creative strategy, success, and the future of digital entrepreneurship. I'm your host and creative strategist, Elsa Mahari. And today we're diving into something major, energetic boundaries. In this episode, I'm sharing the truth that shifted everything for me. It's not your effort, it's your energetic boundaries. Doing more with less. If you've been working hard, you've been doing the mindset work, you've been showing up in your business and still not breaking through, this episode is for you. I'll share the exact moment that I realized I was wide open to the wrong energy and how closing those doors unlocked a whole new version of me. Sometimes it's not that you're working hard enough, it's that your energy is leaking. In this space, we close the gaps, we cut the cords, we reclaim power, and we rise. Some of us are so used to being energetically trespassed that stillness feels unsafe. And that's what we are reclaiming. The emotional ancestral cost of being too available and how reclaiming your energy is the first step toward true liberation, especially for us Black folks. We're socialized to be strong, accommodating, emotionally available 24/7. And let me just say this plainly. If you're tired, but not doing much, if you're working, but nothing's moving, if you're evolving, but still feel like you're shrinking, might not be your mindset. It might be your energy that's leaking. And I'm here to say this with love, but also with clarity. You have got to close that door to level up. Use your energy for yourself. Here's the part that's hard for me to admit. I had been aware of my tendency to overgive for years. Really showed up once I had a health crisis in 2020. So many people that were just on for the free ride fell away, which I'm grateful for. And that's kind of when I was awake to how my energy was off and how this really wasn't serving me the way that I was moving. And definitely was done in a way, my overgiving, so that I could, in a way, people please, make myself feel safe with other people. It's not unconscious. It's not a mystery. It's just something I've struggled to shift because I carry a serenity, a depth, and a presence that makes people feel safe, even when I don't feel safe around them. And that pattern plays out like clockwork. I show up in my natural energy, grounded, intuitive, open, and then someone immediately drops in to deep emotional vulnerability, getting their needs met. They open up, cry, release, feel seen, feel heard. And because of who I am, I hold that space. Because what else can I do? Then they leave. I'm left with holding whatever they've discarded. Meanwhile, they feel lighter. Meanwhile, I'm left energetically cluttered, emotionally spent, unpaid, unreciprocated. And then the comments, wow, you're such a healer. Your energy is magnetic. You're so intuitive. This was something I held as a badge almost until I realized it wasn't serving me. Because truth be told, I'm not a therapist for my business. I'm not a healer. And so I had to figure out a way that I could shift this so that it wouldn't be so draining for me. And a lot of the people didn't ask for consent before laying everything, getting their emotional needs met. Not only with, I think this happens with people who maybe have done the work so they can hold the emotional space. And a lot of people are holding things in until they find a space they can release. And so, you know, it's a great service, but it's a service that I was doing unpaid. And honestly, while not having after that enough energy to service my world, my business, my needs. So if any of you here in the audience feel that this has been something that you resonate with, that has shown up for you, and you can't figure out why you're emotionally tired, you don't have time or energy for your business, for yourself, for your family. And maybe your family is the group that is draining you, and you need to pull back and set some boundaries as to how much energy you give to them and how much you give to yourself, friends, etc. The version of me that over-explained, overextended, and over-functioned is not invited to my next level. And my next level is here, I am happy to say. So for many of us raised in traditional Black families, especially in households that were super religious, Christian, which is pretty much the whole country at this point, but especially good Black families, upstanding, there was a respectability politics, survival politics that was deeply instilled. Boundaries weren't a conversation. They were a threat to that structure. To that structure of control. Physical affection may have been minimal. Emotional needs were often deprioritized. And spiritual obedience was seen as more important than self-expression. How many of us are familiar with this? And even if you became a creative and you're expressive later on, there's some element of this resistance that you held on to. And that resistance is of honoring yourself, right? And this is a national cultural standard for hyper control, and actually really works well. And you can see that it's happening now, actually. We are reverting to that Puritan origin story that this country was founded on, this control story. That void that left us searching for validation, hungry for connection, subconsciously willing to overfunction in exchange for love, became the conditioned response, became how we automatically showed up in many situations. And that's where people pleasing is born. And when love feels conditional based on behavior, obedience, helpfulness, silence, it trains you to be energetically available even when your spirit is begging for rest. And this is the backbone of the Black Women Rest Joy movement that's really happening right now. It is pushing back against this. It's bringing the awareness to the surface of what we have been conditioned to do, to be, to so many groups of people outside of ourselves. So many people I know are wanting or have opened retreat centers because of this deep need for ourselves. And in a way, it's almost like we want to give this healing to others, but it's like, have we done that healing for ourselves first before we're doing it for someone else in mass, in community? So it is reclamation time. Literally, the ancestors are whispering to us to take back our labor. We have done enough. What are energetic boundaries? Let's break it down. So there are different types of boundaries. There's physical boundaries, which sounds like, don't touch me. There's time boundaries, which sounds like, I'm not available right now. And there's energetic boundaries that sounds like, you don't get access to my energy. Not to my inbox, not my heart, not my mind. And people can be siphoning your energy even when you aren't present. When we are raised to survive instead of to be seen, we often grow up never learning how to protect our energy. We allow energetic access out of fear of being rejected, guilt for saying no or pulling back, trauma that makes us shrink. People pleasing, especially when our worth is wrapped up in being good, helpful, unproblematic, especially in corporate, right? For fear that you might be labeled aggressive. I mean, and this is like very much a story of women. It's a fun line that you have to walk often. And this is passed down through language even. We all heard growing up, be nice, don't be selfish. Basically, accommodate everyone outside of you. And that's not boundary setting, right? That's emotional suppression wrapped in survival. And here is the truth. There's a difference between protecting your energy, and being guarded from trauma. One is self-honoring, the other is self-abandonment. It's important to know the difference. So how do you know if your energy is still open to something or someone you've outgrown? You ruminate about them or even a situation. Perhaps you were terminated from work and this is still spinning. This is, they still are holding you captive. You might feel random anxiety when this event or person crosses your mind. You fear disappointing them. Even after they've hurt you, you are still explaining yourself in your head or to maybe other people that are defending them instead of you. Your energy feels low, heavy, or just not yours. Energetic boundaries are not selfish. They are spiritual hygiene. Very important. Your spirit deserves to be clean, clear, and yours. So locating the leak and closing it, and that's where everything changes. For me, what I did looks like this. I think it was on, I had a week of everyone tapping in to wanting access. And it was a week where I didn't have a lot of client work that week, paid client work. But suddenly it was an overabundance of other people needing my energy, which wasn't, I think, going to be a big deal, but I realized it because of the quietness on the other side, because ordinarily I would have just not been available. But then I had the time and it was like, how do I respond to this? So energetic boundaries before brilliance. You don't owe anyone access to your gifts just because they're moved. Clear containers of how you show up for people and when people want transformation. For example, they're going to get a paid session, not a free emotional dump. And you have to be conscious of this even with your friends. If someone shows up for you consistently and you have a relationship, it still should be honored, that boundary. Are you available? Check in with them. What's the bandwidth? I have something that I need to share or ask permission. Do you have the emotional space right now to hear? And maybe even give it a time frame. 15 minutes of venting, 10 minutes of emotional dumping, and then clarity. And this is basic communication. I need feedback or I need someone just to listen. And I think that helps expectations. But often, because recognize your time, your presence and your intuition have value. I had to say to myself that I am not a faucet of sacred emotion for the emotionally unavailable. So all of this that was playing out year after year after year after year left me in a spin that I couldn't get out. It was a loop that was repeating. And it was other people would come, benefit, leave, elevated, and go forward. And I was still in the same place. And I couldn't figure it out. Like, what? This is like, I just, you know, I felt like I had the Midas touch, but like not with my life, not with my endeavors. And until I finally realized what it was. But, and this led me into deep isolation. I almost cut everyone out, didn't date, didn't interact with folks, stopped going out. And it was just because it was too much. I was too wide open. And then I shut down. And I really shut down for a long time. And I think this is the epidemic that a lot of people are going through. Not for the same reasons necessarily. Not everybody is, you know, energetically leaking or don't have boundaries. But I think that because of all the digital systems, people have access to you through multiple arenas, platforms, right? It's like they see that you're on Instagram and then it's like you're on your phone, so I can just immediately call you, or I need something, so like let's hop on a quick call. And it's like, no. So I went into this space and obviously I wasn't happy, but I couldn't figure out what to do. I couldn't figure out basically or have the energetic strength to just say, no, I'm not available. I'm not willing. I'm not, period. This was only temporary protection because my nervous system had available. And I had to learn that inner strength to use this and understand that it benefited me. And then I started thinking of myself as Oprah, right? And this is on and off. And I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's like, would Oprah accept a last minute invitation, or is Oprah going to be busy? Is Oprah going to be building her empire? Would someone cancel on Oprah last minute? And then how would Oprah move after that with that person? I literally had to reroute my brain into, if someone isn't treating me with the level that I'm treating them, they're not in the new. And that's the only way that I could manage to go forward. It's like for a minute I had to pretend I was someone else because old me was in this cycle and I had to figure out how to break out. And that might be a tool that you use, you know, someone who, maybe not Oprah, but someone else who you know is deeply respected, honored, valued, that people don't mess around with them, their time, their energy. They know, you know how that person moves and you want to move like that person. Embody that until it becomes how you move all the time. When you are constantly accessed, emotionally extracted, spiritually leaned on without consent or compensation, that is full depletion and that will lead to burnout, exhaustion. So it's not just, and this can happen in any setting. It could be on social media. It could be in your job. It could be, you know, for your family. I mean, even with your family, you have to have boundaries. So that being said, if you are someone who is isolating, that could be the reason. And isolation is not meant to be your lifestyle. So we are meant to be in community. We are meant to be connected. I recently joined a community garden. I'm so excited. So many things have opened up for me because I have created this energetic shift. I feel safe because I can walk out in the world without fearing that I'm going to betray myself and just let anyone have energetic access to me. Even though physically I might not be available, energetically I was still holding up so many. So think about how you can reset your space until your energetic infrastructure is rebuilt. And again, use that shortcut tool by imagining someone who has the boundaries that you wish to have. And here's a ritual, a practice for energetic closure. Visualize your energy as a gold light surrounding you, protecting you, and pull it back into your body. And you can say as a mantra, I reclaim my energy. I call it back to me. What is mine is mine. I owe no one access to my spirit. And then journal it out. And this isn't a one and done. This is something, if you have been conditioned from childhood, something you will have to revisit many times until it becomes your new identity. And trust me, I thought I was one and done after my sort of purging, if you will, in 2020. And here we are. What year is it? And it's something that I'm still working on, working with. It's going well. And I'm really happy to say, I hope it goes well for you too. If this episode stirred something in you, good. It's not discomfort, it's truth moving through your body. Reclamation starts with awareness, but it lives in action. Close what needs to be closed. Call back your energy. Your next level isn't waiting on permission. It's waiting on you to reclaim. Thank you for joining me in this week's episode. If you would like to work with me, visit elsamahari.com. I have lots of offers, lots of goodies. Love to hear from you. Drop a comment and a subscribe if you like this episode.
Thanks for listening. Sending soothing calm to your nervous system. Hit subscribe and join me on this feminine-led entrepreneurial journey. The Radiant Genius Podcast, where we discuss all things brilliant.